Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You can't call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
I mean, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Speaking Freedom, your house and life. So, as life enhancement, topics and subjects to you and help you to understand. Now, I do that with both my experience in life, in the military, and my educational experience. Now, I can't tell you how to apply the things to your life. However, if you can understand, overstand, or connect with the story that I'm telling you, then you to your advantage to apply it to your life to make the life changes that you need. Now, most of the stories or information or ideals that I have come from real life people on social media. Now, I like social media for that purpose because I am able to help people, reach out to people, and see what works for who and how they're able to use it to help them grow to whoever it is that you're trying to develop into. So, today, we are going to talk about learning the types of people that come in fast. So, the other day, I was literally in bed, and it was probably about 3 or 4 in the morning, and I hear E.T., the hip-hop preacher, talking on his Instagram about waking up at 3 a.m. And as I sat there and I thought about it, I considered something. They are not the only people that's waking up or up at 3 a.m. are not just entrepreneurs. They're not just people that are passionate about whatever it is that they're doing. And when I considered that, I started thinking, like, who is all up at 5 a.m. Like, just because I wake up at 5 a.m. does not mean that I'm going after my purpose. There are people that wake up at 5 a.m. after their job. There are people that wake up or are up at 2, 3 a.m. waking up to handle and deal with their children, to take their children to school. There are people that's waking up because of insomnia. There are people that's waking up because they have to run a business that if they're not up at 5, then their business is not going to function as wisely as it would if they stayed asleep. So in saying that, it made me really reflect, because we have to stop group thinking people to feel certain ways about who they are, where they are, and where they're at in their personal lives, so, or in their professional lives. So the first thing that I thought about was, okay, the early bird gets the worm. And most people, especially entrepreneurs that wake up at early hours or have early morning meetings or do things before anyone else that works a 9-to-5 is up normally doing. However, just because you're up that early doesn't mean that you're up for a purpose or for your passion, or because you just wake up and you woke up. Now, this is including myself. There are some nights that I wake up in the middle of the night. If I go to sleep at, let's say I go to sleep at 9:30, 10 o'clock after I put my children to sleep. After I put them, make them go to bed, and they fall asleep, if I go to sleep at 9:30, 10 o'clock, I am guaranteed to be up by about 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm up. And not just up and I wake up, go back to sleep. I wake up, use the bathroom, and I go back to sleep. How people post on Instagram. Getting in. Now, there are different 2 or 3 o'clock in the night. You have people that are going to the clubs and they're partying because it is either their job to be there and party, it is their job to serve the party goers, or they are the owner or the manager of the facility. Now, those people, however, you still have your second shift workers who go to bed late because they have been working somebody's job all day long, and now they're just getting home at 11 or 12 o'clock. They have to decompress. They have to do what they have to do, and then they go to bed because they have to be up until already go to sleep in a weird hour. Then you have the third shifters, but the third shifters, they get off and get home probably about, let's say they get home about 7 o'clock. Not me. Work. Second or third shift. People that work those types of shifts, most times, not all times, most times don't have the time and energy to pursue their own dreams. They're not up for a purpose, they're up for a check. Now, in general, that act like they're pursuing purpose, but they're only pursuing purpose, or they're saying that that is the purpose because it's attached to a check. But they're not going to pursue that same purpose, that same goal, if there was no check involved. So is it purpose or is it the check? And a lot of people will tell you, oh, I'm up at 5 o'clock because this is the way you get it done. Are you up at 5 o'clock because you want to be, because you woke up, or because you need to make that check? There's a lot of people, even entrepreneurs, to act like, you know, purpose and purpose that are chasing the check. And the only reason to believe that that's their purpose is because of that check is attached to it. But my question is always, your creator, your higher source that you believe in told you, stop that check and help these people. Would you be able to stop and walk away from that check so that you could do what God told you to do with helping these people? And there are a lot that won't. And there are a lot that will act like, oh, but I get up and if I... the resource. So if you got where they don't turn to God and they turn to you, then you are becoming their God. And there's nothing wrong with helping people. There's a difference between helping people for a time and being a crutch or becoming their wheelchair. Like I have a wheelchair in my garage right now. I've had two knee surgeries. Well, I've had both of my knees operated on. I had two knee surgeries on one leg and one knee surgery on the other. So I have a wheelchair because sometimes I just need a wheelchair. And I was going to get a motorized wheelchair. They wanted me to get a motorized wheelchair so that when I go places and I have to stand up for long times, I have a motorized wheelchair. And there was one doctor that said, you know what? You're 20-something years old. If I get you a motorized scooter, then you'll stop walking on your own. You'll become lazy. You'll become overweight. And you'll have more problems if you become codependent on this motorized, this wheelchair, more than you are on your ability to perform and to move and to do the things that you want to do. And then I was upset that who doesn't want a motorized, they don't have to pay for it out of their own pockets. But now, in this conversation, on this radio show, at this time, on the podcast, I get it. Because you can give me crutches, and I'm still going to work. But if you give me a wheelchair, and you decapitate me, and you take away my enthusiasm to depend on what God gave me, then now you're creating that wheelchair to be my God. And although I want a brain to function like Professor Xavier on X-Men, I do not want my body to become numb, weak, or incapable of performing at its highest level. There is one particular person proud to have changed her family's life. And I am excited that she's become a backbone for her family financially. However, there are a couple things there, and a couple ago, let's say you're broke and God placed you in a situation so that you can learn how to accomplish something, or, you know what I'm saying, it's just every situation that you are placed in, no matter what the test or the trial or the tribulation is, no matter what level you are on, you are still going to have to overcome some things in life. So you may be able to are you going to be able to help them still overcome? One layer of uncertainty. You can take away one layer of struggle, but once you get up on that next layer, like when you start being in debt and you have more money, most people don't keep the more money. Most people go and spend every single dime that they now have all over again. Instead of keeping it, saving it, building it for whether a rainy day, an investment, a business, they go and they spend financially to get to that space, you have to be still willing to learn the lessons that was placed on your path so that you can get to your destination. So for the particular person, it's not bad that you've decided, or it's not bad when in general we despite what financial state that they're in, they're still going to have to face the same type of challenges that they would have faced when they were broke. They're just doing it with money now. And you still have to learn the steps to overcome it. You are financial. So what we have to do overall in this particular situation is help but not be a wheelchair. Be a physical therapy for the soul, you know, like help them grow, but don't become so involved in them that one, you place too much of a burden on yourself. So now you can't rest. Now you can't find the peace that you need to find. Now you, you know, have this extra stress. Now you're taking on all the burdens of everybody in that family versus allowing God to provide in a way that can't be denied. Like, it's cool, and this goes back to the 5 a.m. people. It's cool if you're up at 5 a.m. because this is your purpose, this is your passion. Whether you got paid or you didn't get paid, you're going to do it regardless. But if you're up having a meeting at 5 a.m. because you need to get your strategy together, because if you don't strategize and them clients don't come in and you don't sell that product, sell your brand, or sell whatever you're doing, then you created another job for yourself. Yes, you're not, you know, you may have in each individual bank account, but the money is not what we're striving for, especially here at Speaking Freedom. It's the purpose behind whatever it is that you're doing. The money is not what we're striving for. It's the ability to have free time. See, you left a job to become a worker for yourself, but as long as you need people to work for, then you're still in a job. It's just, you know, with a little bit of leverage. It's still, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's successful business. Create your financially successful business, but make sure when you get up in the morning, not I need to do this. A lot of people are in their quote unquote purpose because they need to do that. They need those finances because they're scared of what will happen if they do not have those finances. They need that. It's just like having a job. You need that job because you're scared to step out on faith if you do not have that job. What will happen to your livelihood? Now, listen, foolish proof disclaimer. Do not leave your job. Do not leave your home. Do not leave your man. Do not do nothing extravagant that you had not already thought about, planned out, and have some leverage or leeway for. And again, I am not telling anyone to offer products or service for free. But what I'm saying is don't allow that fee-based service become your purpose. Your soul designed functions for this earth. Like, your soul is here for a reason. You've decided as a soul in this human body, like, yes, you have a body. What you see is real. It is a body there. But inside of that body, there is something in your heart and your soul. That's your heart and your soul is the effort of who you are. And when you unbreak your heart, when you open your heart, and I'm not talking about Toni Braxton, Say You Love Me Again. I'm talking about when you open up your heart, when you discover your heart, when you reach down inside and understand yourself, when you begin to learn and you grow for purpose and not profit, it changes the dynamics of who you are as a person. It can change the dynamics of how you do what you do. I wake up every day. Great God awakening is normally about 3 or 4 in the early day, and I instantly go into action. Now I do thank God throughout the day. I do have the things that I do to make sure that I'm grounded before bed and when I wake up and the moments that I take. But what I do at Speaking in Freedom is purpose. I've been blessed in a way in which I prayed not to have to work for anyone and not to have to charge to help people. Now, I'm not saying that I will never get paid for any of the services that I do. I will, and I'll be paid greatly. But my services that are rendered at helping people heal, deal, and reveal their selves to themselves for themselves, I could never charge for that. It would be hard to charge for a dream that I had that told me that if you did this, this, and that, then this was coming for you. It would be hard to charge for me hearing in my soul in the loved one. Charge people to give advice. I'm going to sit in my office just to talk to me. I could charge for commenting on people's posts that is encouraging in a way, but that would be not profitable to God. Because from my experience overall, what profits God is what people can understand without a payment plan. Like, yeah, you're selling a class. If you went to school, or if you didn't, if you feel like your information is valuable and you could teach a class and you want to teach a class, bruh, if you need to do that, then do that. What I'm saying is don't act like you're waking up at 5 a.m. or at 3 a.m. if you are dependent on that money and act like it's for purpose. It's a difference between purpose and money. And I'm not saying that money won't come or cannot come from your purpose, but you have gifts, you have skills, you have abilities, you have talents, and all those things. The goal here at Speaking Freedom is to help you develop your talents, your skills, your gifts, and understand what your purpose is. Understand. To overstand is to understand, get the knowledge, know, and then know some more. And then know some more. And to never stop learning about yourself, first off. And seeing the things that are around you and the things that you want to do. Like, something comes in your head, go and research it. Why ask a question to somebody that might not know when you get research that you can do? You ain't got to take one person's word for it when you get a phone in your hand with unlimited resources that can. You can use those hypotheses. Everything is an opinion. It's a hypothesis together so that you can get an average comment on what it is. It's just the statistics. What does the average person say about this particular thing? One thing that we know in this world today is that there are a lot of people that complain. There are a lot of people that they don't know where they're going or what they're doing. So it's valuable to have some sense of direction, but it's unprofitable to the soul if you sell your sense of direction to someone that has no sense of direction and would be lost in this world without you. And I'm not saying to do anything for free, but I'm saying make sure your 5 a.m. is purposeful people, because there's a lot of people that's trying to sell you stuff. It's a lot of people for the sheer fact that they know that you don't know any better. They will you to be lazy so that they can make money off of you, not so that you can, you know, because they feel like, oh, you're lazy, so I'm going to do this just for you. my life. It doesn't matter how much I tell you about healing. It does not matter how much I tell you about wealth. Build your wealth. Put $1 million in your pocket. If you have no purpose, eventually all of those things will fall away. None of those things make a difference if I cannot help you heal your heart. If I cannot put you on a path that does not lead you back to needing me, I'm a life coach. I'm a life enhancement. I don't want you to be my client a year from now, not in the same perspective, not in the same or struggling with the same concepts. I want you to apply the information and for you to grow and for you to help the next person to apply it. Now, when I get to write in my films and I get to release in my books, then yes, oh, please, yes. Pay me for the collective information that I can give you or for the creative design of it. But I cannot pay you. I don't expect you to pay me to be me in a way that, and I, look, I'm going to be honest with you. Give me one of those Kim Kardashian jobs where people just pay to be around me, child. Give me something that they just want me to be me and they're going to pay me millions of dollars to be me. But I'm not going to lose myself or lose my purpose to get paid to do something, because if I don't do it, regardless, have them to secure the ability to have exclusive access to you. And I guess that's what people do when they're getting paid for, you know, meetings or whatever. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying making money is bad. I'm saying know the type of people that you're following after. Understand beyond the dollar bill plan. Understand the purpose, the depth of whatever it is that you're learning, whatever it is that in this world. The goal is to solve a problem. The goal is to not to maximize on the illiteracy or, you know, the incapability of understanding or the lack of information or the, you know, like, I'm not taking advantage of people. And maybe my purpose is different. Maybe, you know, for you, your purpose and your plan is to make money, and that's all your life is accustomed to. And if it ain't making you no money, then you ain't supposed to be doing it. That's just not me. And I can understand that. And I respect you for that. But knowing what worm you're getting, what type of worm are you getting? Are you getting good worm? All right. Are you getting something that's really progressive to your soul, or are you getting just something that's going to, you know, be effective for now and after now, are able to do something, let's say service. When I think of service, I don't think of, you know, like, when I think of service, I think of building something. I think of collaboration, collaborative effort into building something, helping someone in a way that they are untrained to help themselves. I don't think about, you know, enough at 5 a.m. because you need, it's going to be a little bit different for somebody that's getting up at 5 a.m. and they don't need the check. They're getting up at 5 a.m. because they are passionate about what they're getting up to do. Not because of this, I can't feed my family. Well, if you're doing it because you're feeding your family, then there's nothing wrong with feeding your family, but you're going to be willing to do this. Is based on what your soul is saying, based on the sole advantage, that decision is going to be different. If I wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm mad because I got to go to work, I'm going to make a little bit different decisions based on the fact that I got to go to work and I'm upset. And even if you like going to your job, are you building towards your dreams? Because a lot of people wake up at 5 a.m. and they're building other people's dreams, and their dreams may be within other people's dreams, but there is an individual life separate from everything that if I don't do this, I can't. Millions already. And I still not concerned about that more than I'm concerned about your soul. But there are people that are getting up, so there are people that only do what they're doing because it renders a check. And without that check, they would not be doing nowhere near doing that. But because it's an advantage that brings a check, they're going to do it. And they're going to have their 5 a.m. meetings. They're going to have their 8 a.m. meetings. They're going to have their 3 a.m. meetings. But they're not doing those meetings because they feel, oh, my God, this is the most liberating thing that I've ever done, was to help people do this or do that. Some of them are having them meetings because, look, we got to make this money, and we got this money goal, and we got this money goal. And some of those money goals are hurting real people. Some of those money goals are not helping people. And I'm not talking about the particular person that I mentioned earlier, because there are a lot of people, oh, my gosh, that get online, they pay for promotion, they get their promotions, and now they're selling classes. They barely know what they're doing, but they're selling classes. They ain't put in no work, no effort. They can't show you how to, and I'm not saying, like, there's people that show you how to play the numbers game, but nobody can show you like that. You're not learning from everybody. These people that they never did nothing. For real, how to play that soul healing game. It's more important to help you become who you are meant to be than to get a check to me. Now, listen, because this sounds like, well, what does that got to do with the types of people that wake up at 5 a.m.? The people that's waking up for purpose, they might get a check, but they probably already secure who they are, and they're going to do it because they're up. They're going to be giddy about it. They're going to help as many people as they can. They're not going to be used or taken advantage of, but they're the people that's getting up at 5 a.m. to go after that check, they are only up because that check is associated with them. So if that check stops coming, they're going to stop waking up at 5 a.m. They're going to turn that alarm off. They're not even going to let their alarm come on because they don't have to, because that check is not coming. But they're going to go wherever that check calls. And this is what I want for the people that listen to this. This is what I want for the people that I know that some of this thing applies to them. Don't be led by the check. Be led by your soul. Don't let the money make you make the money. You can make the money without it becoming the only reason why you function. Don't let the money make you make. What does the money make you mean? Because of the money, you'll do anything. Because of the money, you'll do this or you'll do that, or you never thought about doing this, but you're going to do that because there's money involved. Don't sell your soul purpose off for a check. Understand who you are. Love who you are. Accept who you are. Be talented. Be gifted. Be great. But know that whatever you do, you got to be willing to do it if no money is attached to it. You got to be willing to go after it if after it, you're going to be in the same position. If after it, not that you won't necessarily be in the same position financially, because I've grown and I haven't charged anybody Speaking Freedom services per se. Now, there are some consulting things that you do have to pay for with Speaking Freedom. There are some services that take up not just my time, but it takes up my mental capacity, in which I need to be focusing on things that I need to do for myself, I need to do for my family, I need to do for Speaking Freedom. However, the goal is growth. So at the end of the day, although I am going to have fee pay services, if I never got around to having somebody pay for a service that especially deals with healing a soul or helping someone, I'm at peace. I know that every day I wake up 3, 2, 4 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I sleep all night. Last night I woke up about 20 minutes and then I was out again. Mommy pie works fine. And you got to be comfortable. I could say a lot of things and somebody will definitely think that I'm bashing them, but I want you to be focused on the right things when you're waking up in the morning. Don't run after the check. Make the check run after you. Don't use people in a way that would make you look superior because of their lack of knowledge or their inability to understand certain things. Help them understand. You ain't got to, you know, for basic shit. Like, it ain't no way around it. I mean, like, come on. Be a 5 a.m. purpose and not a 5 a.m. check. Because at the end of the day, if you are up at 5 a.m. rushing to get to that check, you are no different than the person that's rushing to get to that job, because if they're late, they ain't going to get that check. Now, again, foolish proof, disclaimer, I am in support of you getting paid for your talents, for your skills, and some of your abilities. I am not in support of you prostituting your gift out. Now, when I say that, one thing, and you're a singer, and people, when you go and do the things that amplify your gift, that make to invest into yourself. However, I want you, if you're going to get paid for your gift, make sure that they're getting more than what you're, okay, like, yeah, you got me sing and dance and yada, yada, yada for this amount of money, but what are you leaving with? What they should be leaving with a message. They should be leaving with the to grow in a way that creates everlasting change. And for some people, maybe for some people, they need to opt in Speaking Freedom services for a portion of what they do for other people. This coach, and their heart is still hurt, and their life is still messed up, then at the end of the day, they may have a good business plan, but they may not be able to execute it because they're hurt, their heart, their discouragement, their not believing in themselves, their inability to connect their self-worth with their purpose may cause that business to be short-lived or lived in a way that it was not meant to be. And not meant to meaning, not meant necessarily that it could be bad, but it could be bad or good. It could be, you know, anything. The goal is to be purposeful. The goal is to be healed. The goal. So wake up at 5 a.m. Understand why you're up. Are you up for that purpose? Or and there's nothing wrong if your purpose for people. The purpose. However, more than where you see your profit, doing what you know is needed in the world, not what you need in your pockets. There are a lot of people that's going to try to sell you things. They're going to sell you seminars. They're going to sell you books. I have books that I'm going to sell you that I've taken the time to put together and edit and all of those things for you to listen to. However, selling you something has something that's valuable. It may help you for a time, but we want to help you for a lifetime. Not for a season, not for a reason. Everything we do at Speaking Freedom is purposeful and lifetime terms. The terms and conditions are for forever, not for a moment in the breeze or, you know, once this is over. Once you get healed, once you get whole, once you know who you are, but you have to take the initiative to be more than the person that's after the check. And, of course, we did talk about the different type of workers. You know, you have your entrepreneurs that are up because they are purposeful. You have those entrepreneurs that are up because that check is profitable. You have people that are working up at 5 a.m. because they have to get to that job at 7, and they need 2 hours in advance in order to make sure that they got their hair right, their makeup right, they together, they bathe and all of those things, eat breakfast before they go to work that job to build someone else's dreams. Then you got people that are up and they ain't got nothing going for themselves, but they're up. Then you got people that's up and they're strung out on drugs and they don't have a place to stay and they need somewhere to go. They need to be healed from the depths of their soul. You just have to know who you're dealing with every day when you wake up. And I'm not talking about the people outside of your home. I'm talking about yourself, your children, your significant other or spouse, if you have friends, everything not necessarily where you've been. The only way that something is a reflection of where you've been around you is if you keep that thing around you. So surround yourself by the dreamers, the people that want more, the people that see more, the people that want more from you. Just by the people that see the greatness in you and that will help you become the greatest individual that you could ever be. The best version is waiting for you to become you. You got to see you. To put on, to dance, look beyond fame, be about this, and no. Now, again, if you're selling the ability to build something that a person has no clue what to do or how to do it, then that's one thing. But if you're just selling, you know, something that you found online one day, that's a whole other thing. And I'm not talking about the things that you've researched and developed and you've tested and you know it's true. I'm talking about if there are people that are going to sell you in a dream and they can't even buy a damn thing for themselves. There are people that have been developed and financed by men that ain't did a damn thing that they telling you to do. They just, you know, prostitutes. Know who you're following. Know what type of people that are waking up at 5 a.m. around you. And everything, person at 4 a.m. Some people got businesses that can't even operate until the afternoon. So why am I up at 5 if I have no reason to be up at 5? But I will tell you, the worms that this bird is getting are the worms that are going to go in the depths of your soul and not the ones that are just surface level. You know, every morning when it rains, you go outside, you can see about 5 worms. 2 of them dead, 3 of them alive. The difference between those worms are some went too far and they can't get back, and some stayed where they knew it was safe enough to get back so they could live to see another day. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, only do what's safe. Faith is not safe. Faith is doing the most outlandish thing that you can, but faith is knowing how to be sure that when it's time that you get back where you're supposed to be so that you can build and see another day. So if you're up at 5 a.m., I'm happy that you're awake. Make sure that you're awake to do something purposeful. Make sure that you're awake to do something that's liberating. I don't want to see you 10 years from now doing the same thing, because if you don't do it, it won't get done. I want you to be free. Speaking freedom is like about being free mentally, spiritually, financially, sexually, economically. Spiritually, I mean, we just want you to be free. Whoever, whatever makes you happy, you got to learn what makes you happy and then pursue those things like you've never pursued anything else in life. Thing before we go, don't run away from your problems. Don't run away from things that make you uncomfortable. Stop running away from things that you fear. Examine what makes you fear that. Examine what makes you want to run away. And then address those issues. Run away or do anything to avoid what's going on within you. Because if you can feel it, if your intuition, if your soul, if it's something making you uncomfortable, address the why. Address the whys behind everything. Address the whys in your life so that you can know, grow, and become whole on a whole nother level. Now, if there was one thing that I could tell you before we go, only the strong survive. But once you survive, you have to learn how to thrive without the survival mode. But have people around you that understand your mode to be in survival mode again, so that you can relax and you can be free, so that you can think free, live free, and actually be free. Have a good day. Speaking Freedom Radio, over and out.
We are kings, we are gods. But how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're gonna save some lives, and it's our time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha, 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 ha. If you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Freedom. Giving you the answer to be free. Be free. Be free. Because we're speaking freedom. And we're live online for my KC.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.